United States of Horror
may contain some graphic
or explicit content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Ready?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hey, guys. How's it hanging?
A little to the left. No, okay. Or that would be the right?
I don't know.
Jeff here.
And Kaylee here.
And we have a special guest.
His name is... Monty.
Hey, guys.
He's actually part of another podcast called Pints of the Round Table. You can go ahead and introduce yourself. Maybe explain like how we met and kind of what your podcast is about.
Right on. Well... I'm Monty. Hello, everyone. I met Jeff on Backpages.
Yes. Backhose.com.
What?
What?
What? No, I met you guys on a different, was it true crime website?
It was some sort of serial killer forum or something like that. Serial killer
and dark. Yeah.
Some something group like on that. Facebook.
Yeah, which I'm no longer part of for now.
Yeah.
And the world should get rid of Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
In my opinion.
I think so, too.
We agree.
We both have true crime podcasts, and I don't know, they just had a good vibe about them, and then we talked about, maybe I shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah, maybe not. That's for later. That's a surprise.
Oh, yes.
Surprise for our guests.
Yeah.
Some fries, mother trucker.
So, if you guys want, we'll plug all of Monty's stuff at the end. But just like a pre-warning, not to dissuade you from listening to them, but just so you know what you're getting into, they're kind of like the exact opposite of our show. Jeff and I...
We're G, they're PG.
We're like, yeah, PG-13 or something.
I don't like PG-13s.
I mean, we are 100% XXX. We're pretty vulgar. If you like sitting around and drinking beers and listening to a group of your friends talk a bunch of reckless nonsense, I mean... That's your cup of tea.
Yeah, their show is hilarious. It can be offensive, but in the most funny way, honestly.
I actually love it, and they also they don't talk about it about anyone, and they just go with the flow. Or if they do make fun of people,
The Irish. We hate the Irish.
You leave me alone, my potato famine alone, young man.
I mean, I'm Irish. I hate myself. It's okay.
Me too. Same. Yeah. I think we all hate ourselves in this room.
So, yeah, it's definitely not to dissuade you. Just if you're a little bit sensitive, then...
Get over yourself. Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Grow up.
Grow up.
Get a beer and listen to this episode. Or podcast. Not just an episode. Subscribe.
Yeah.
Subscribe to the Patreon. And then donate to us. And then we'll donate to him so he gets double the money.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. I didn't really follow that. But whatever Jeff said, I guess.
Yes. I think you said grab a six pack and give us both money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Down.
With the sickness? Where were you going there? I was trying to pick it up.
I had like 500 songs going at once. It's going.
I feel
down.
Like I just saw Jeff malfunction because he started to say something and then he just like.
Ooh, the Scat Man.
We don't talk about the Scat Man here.
I guess.
It's scary. I have bad experiences. Last five times I played in my vehicle, they always break. The tires explode. Somehow part of the house catches on fire. Part of the trailer. And yeah, I just... This curse song in my life.
Okay.
I guess.
All right, then.
But anyway, so this week we are going to Mississippi, as you probably have already seen from the title. But yeah, we have some pretty fun stories. Monty's going to be sharing... an urban legend with us.
He took my job.
Right? So I'm pretty excited about that.
Should be pretty good. I'm excited too.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'd heard of it, which was pretty cool. There was a handful of them down there. But
the first time you heard of Mississippi?
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right?
Yeah, I mean, who knew? I thought about New Mississippi.
All I know is potatoes and whiskey.
I'm okay with that. So I have a question. Who's Ippy and why do we miss her?
Jeff, I don't know how to
get out.
Respond to that.
You see? That's why I just say shut up all the time. Because I never know what to say. How do you follow those stupid statements.
Sometimes when they touch.
Are you okay?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know anymore. What do I do with my hands?
So who wants to start us off? We're going at this, like, basically just at the whim of... Yeah.
Well, I did find a little something here before. It's not what we had planned, but I was looking it up, and since you guys are from Arizona, I found this little thing, and I just kind of wrote it up. I thought it was kind of cool, and it's about a guy from Arizona and also in Mississippi.
Oh.
But his name is Jimmy Lee Gray. He was born in 1949. He was convicted for the murder of a 3-year-old Darissa Jean Sales, I think is how you say it, in 1976. After kidnapping and sodomizing her at the time of his murder, he was free on parole following a conviction in Arizona for the murder of another 16-year-old girl.
He was out on parole.
That sounds about right out here. We have crazy people with that.
He was executed in 1983 in Mississippi by the gas chamber. He became the first person to be executed in the state.
It's all right. We have that southern accent. It's okay.
When the that's the same time they reinstated the death penalty there.
Oh, wow. So he was the unlucky one.
Right.
Wow.
But since he was from Arizona and died in Mississippi, I thought, why not? Because you guys are from Arizona, right?
Yeah, making that connection, man. Yeah, we're...
I'm from New Jersey. Not really. I don't think anyone I know is from New Jersey. And thank goodness.
Oh, my...
I mean, what?
My dad's from New Jersey. Half my family's from New Jersey.
From Jersey? What do we do about it?
It's like he doesn't even know who I am.
Who are you?
He just forgets those things.
Turtles go both ways. Anyway, thank you for that. The death penalty.
So John Boy's a turtle. He's also from Arizona. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
I know. I want to talk to him about it. Like, figure out where he's from. See. Exactly.
I think it's Yuma. He's from Yuma, I believe.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Actually, a lot of Jeff's family used to live out there.
He could be my long-lost cousin.
He might be. You never know.
Y'all could make out since we're in Mississippi.
Oh, I'm okay with this. Have our little bellies rub against each other.
Play-Doh!
No, boy. Not Play-Doh. Little guy with a chef's hat. Oh, and he's a chef. It's like all perfect. Johnny is my little doughboy.
Poor Johnny. Oh my gosh.
There's no poor Johnny. There's no sympathy for that guy. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel bad for him.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
I do. Every time. I did feel bad and then he had to insult us. So.
Yeah, I know. Now I don't feel as bad. That's true.
I like him. I like him. He's okay.
Yeah, I love that man. He's by far one of the greatest humans I know, for sure. I'm definitely a... I'm lucky to call him a friend.
Yeah. No.
I have no friends. Kaylee's my friend.
What
so.
Are friends?
I'm your friend, Jeff.
That makes like... Wait. Two.
Wait, your mom.
Your mom?
Your mom.
My mom? My mommy? My friend?
Your mommy? Okay. Anyway. Jeff, you want to go ahead and talk about your...
My childhood? All right. It all started...
No. That's not that kind of podcast.
What? My other therapists liked it.
I mean, I guess actually it is a horror podcast, so go ahead.
My other three therapists thought it was a good idea to share.
Well. All
right, so my story in Mississippi, Miss Isis. Oh, sorry. Wrong place, wrong people, wrong everything. The Witch of Yazoo. Not the wazoo, the yazoo.
And this is lovingly written by Monty Morgan.
No, you ruined my joke.
I mean Jeff Good.
Who, the yazoo? Bless you. Yahtzee! Yahoo. Yazoo. Cusco, Topia.
Are you done?
Pull the lever, crunk. Here it goes. Oh. After scouring. You're in Mississippi, you're bound to score.
Oh my god.
Your sister. After scouring the internet... I came across a few different versions of the story. The Yazoo Witch. The Witch. What?
Are you having a stroke? Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
You might want to check on him. Do you smell toast?
I smell all the time.
Toast all the time?
I smell all the time toast.
What?
Toast smells me all the time.
Maybe that's my brain frying because it's literally melting right now.
Yes. So the most. Yes. So there's different versions of the Yazoo Witch. The most popular one seems to be the one written in 1971 by Willie Morris.
That's my last name.
But is your name Willie? I don't think so, Kaylee. Oh, okay. Little Willie has a big Willie. In his book, Good Old Boy, which sounds kind of kinky. While all the versions are pretty much the same, this seems to have been the most captivating to retell.
Captivating?
Captivating.
Capturing. Sorry, I won't.
I don't care. You can correct me. I don't care. Okay. Someone has to do it.
That's true.
So the legend begins in the late 1800s. That was a long time ago. That's like...
Yesterday.
Two something.
What?
It's like the 202.
Like when I was born.
Back in the good old days. So that was before cars, right? Yeah, it was. I don't care. Same. They're in their tugboats in Mississippi. Along the Yazoo River. Oh, so Yazoo Witch, Yazoo River.
Yeah, they weren't real creative back then.
Whoa.
Next to the Yazoo Mountains. So, an ugly witch lived in a shack by the waterside. Ooh.
Like that's kind of what I aspire to be one day. That sounds like she was living a dream.
A shack?
I don't think you're tall enough.
She's pretty tall. Shaq.
I'm taller than you.
I meant to be Shaq.
Oh. Oh, I want to be Shaq.
No, I don't. He's a massive man.
I saw a gerbil eating a banana, and that's why I picture
Jeffrey
him.
Jeffrey Michael.
And picture him and his girl.
Yeah, gerbils are hungry.
So am
okay,
I.
Okay, so an ugly old witch in a shack by the waterside.
A witch? Or what?
What?
It is said that she would torture unsuspecting fishermen that she had lured off the water. She probably had cats, though.
They probably
she's a
deserved
witch.
It.
Yeah. She probably had cats, you know, lure them away. Deserved it. In Morris's tale, during the fall of 1884, a young boy named Joe Duggett, you know, young Joe Duggett, like Joe Dirt, but Joe Duggett, was walking by the home where he had heard loud screams. And another version. Exactly like that. Another version, it was a young woman who had heard the screams. So, told you, it goes both ways.
Either way, little creeper shouldn't be staring in the window.
Exactly.
Yeah, probably not.
I mean, that's what I used to do all the time. Nonetheless, they would look through the window only to gaze upon two dead bodies and the witch dancing wildly around them. That sounds like a fun time.
She just gets better
really
and better.
I mean, you never know. She could have gotten an inheritance from them or something.
I mean, she probably smelled like patchouli or some
How do they know that they were dead? They could have just been passed out.
Well, I'll tell you later, Kaylee, okay?
I mean, sailors aren't drunk all the time, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So, chanting loudly in a foreign tongue. So in a weird, cryptic tongue. Yeah. And a voice much too unearthly to be from the woman. So, a ghost, demon, witch.
Spooky.
Her arms waving wildly through the air as her legs propelled her body around the room, almost as if she was floating.
Interesting. So she was possessed.
Yeah, or maybe this kid was just doing drugs.
Oh, yeah, maybe they were drunk.
Do a little bit of moonshine, do all this other stuff. You're good.
Ooh, yeah, Mississippi moonshine.
I mean, can you be completely sober staring into someone else's windows?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I guess so.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, sure.
Are you outside my window with my radio?
Well, there's the comfy spot in the bushes out here.
I have no bushes. Nice try.
Yeah, this is the desert.
The only bush I have is by my... Oh, wait. Hi, Kaylee.
What? You only got no bushes in Arizona?
No, it's just dirt.
We got
tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds. Do those count?
We got a cactus once in a while.
We got tumbleweeds. So Arizona is just a sandy Kansas. That sounds awful there.
Yeah, especially when you try to, you know, sunbathe on the sand and it goes up your asshole.
People literally cook eggs on the sidewalk.
That's Johnny.
A weird way to make breakfast.
Well, I mean.
Someone has to do it. So, anyway. Sorry, guys. I got off track. And speaking of off track, the boy ran off to tell the local sheriff of what he had seen. Hey, sheriff. This is weird. She has dead things.
Wow.
So he's a creeper. He's a creeper and a snitch.
You said that witch is weird?
Yeah. Sorry.
Just kidding.
Yeah, snitches get stitches. Oh. Yeah, of course they do. When the two returned to the cabin, the witch was no longer there. But what they did find was two skeletons hanging from the rafters with ropes bound around their lifeless bones.
So they were drunk because they were skeletons, not even people.
Or they were, and he just ate the flesh off of them.
Yeah, real quick.
Like, real quick.
Like, real
quick. Like, oh. fall off the bones.
Yeah,
that's like,
yeah, meet the Chinese buffet.
There was a cat with a weird lady, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the bones were just hanging around.
Chilling. Hanging around.
Got a bone pick with you guys. While still in shock of their morbid discovery, they heard the old ugly witch from outside. Almost at this... I'm not okay.
I don't think
it's right. Trust me.
You can totally slaughter my story. It's not a big deal.
It's my story that I took from you. I mean, that you gave to me. And, yeah.
It's like dealing with a sober Johnny.
It's worse.
It's worse. There's nothing worse than a sober Johnny.
Aww. Oh, wait, thanks. You found someone worse than Johnny. That's sad.
Aww. No, I didn't say that. It's very equidistant.
That's a big word. Thanks.
What?
Equal
or distant? Which one?
Equidistant. Equidistant. It's one word. But we can separate it for Jeff.
I don't want to be separated. The two gave chase after the woman as she headed off into the swamp. By the time they had caught up to her, she had tripped and fallen into quicksand. The witch upped her chest in the sand far too late to attempt a rescue. What's wrong with me? Can I punch myself? The witch upped her chest in the sand far too late to attempt a rescue, they would say.
Oh no, she's sinking. Oh man, we can't help you. Sorry. Bye.
You get like, down there, mama. You stay down, mama.
How fast is quicksand? Like,
it depends.
Is it quick? Quicksand.
And that's another thing. Like, we grew up scared of quicksand. I don't know about you, but I was always told beware of quicksand, and I never seen any in my whole entire life.
I know.
Never.
Cartoons did that to us.
I know. You thought it was gonna be like a big thing that you run across.
Stupid Johnny Quest.
I know. Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, there's like a total like 5 deaths in the world from quicksand, probably.
Probably.
It's probably just some drunk old witch that fell in.
No. The Yazoo witch?
The Yazoo.
Yazoo.
Like Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
I win. She quickly began to sink lower into the sand, but not before she could mutter a curse. So with her last few breaths of air, the witch chanted, "I shall return from the grave in 20 years and burn down the town." And when one last deep inhale, half air and half sand, she was swallowed up by mire. That sounds hot.
It kind of does.
It must have been pretty quick. Good thing it only lasted, it was pretty quick.
I mean, that's pretty typical for the men to think quick is hot.
Hey. I feel personally attacked.
Anyway.
Total silence and personally attacked.
I thought it was funny.
That's...
Yeah, well, you're... You're not a guy. You wouldn't know.
True.
How do you know that?
You know what? You're right. It's 2020.
She actually, fair. Thanks, Jeffrey, for defending me.
How do you know I'm not a guy? Am I?
Wait, what?
I hope so.
Do we need to have a conversation?
I never had the talk as a kid.
Wait, what? Oh, I am not having that conversation.
Please.
Let's call your mom.
Pop, pop. Help me.
Step, pop, pop.
So, after finally bringing more help, her body was recovered and buried in the Glenwood Cemetery, where she was buried. When she was buried, the townsfolk...
Are you okay?
Supposed to be wrapped there on the end. I have a typo.
No, it's just me. I actually understand my brain, but I just couldn't process it outwards.
You understand your brain?
I understand his brain.
Oh, okay.
I
was like, that's probably like you're the only person who does.
She was buried in towns in the townsfolk wrap her, her coffin in heavy chains to prevent her from coming back from the dead. So they wrap her in chains.
Why didn't they just leave her in the quicksand? How do you get someone out of the quicksand if they're dead?
You tie rope around someone else. I have too many questions.
Where does it go?
There's just a bottom, Kaylee.
There is a bottom? But where is the bottom?
By my balls?
Hey.
Where else would it be?
On my lap?
Yes, Poppy. Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, sorry. I'm a little flustered now. I'm excited.
Poor Kaylee. She's like, anyway, you guys are idiots.
Wait, what?
This is actually like right up you guys' alley. This is extremely emo.
I'm so confused.
Wrapping me in chains. I'm gonna die in quicksand. I'm sorry. I apologize for nothing.
So yeah, but they put chains on her. Make sure she doesn't come back from the dead.
Nice.
Ooh.
Spooky.
As with all things, time began to pass, and she was soon slowly forgotten. Perhaps turned into a tale to scare small children, only with other details of being good and going to bed on time. All until morning of May 25th, 1904, exactly 20 years to the day of her death. Guess what happens, guys? A small fire had broken out, and within what seems like minutes, raging winds picked up, and the fire became an inferno, igniting everything in its path. So, like California.
Jeffrey! And, like, Arizona.
And Arizona.
So, it's not like it matters.
What, is Arizona on fire, too?
Not right now, surprisingly, but that's only because we haven't had, like, any rain or...
Yeah, we already burned everything down earlier.
So it'll probably happen later on. It's been, like, the driest monsoon summer season ever.
So only like
the
110.
Driest monsoon.
So only like yeah. 105.
We just didn't get a monsoon season.
Monty-soon.
Hey, sploosh.
Yes. The flames were said by witnesses to have leaped through the air as if driven by some supernatural force, almost as if the witch was dancing once again, just as the boy had seen her 20 years before. So tell us, boy, in great detail, how did she dance? With her hands above her head, shaking her hips like a gypsy?
I really wish we had visuals so everyone could see.
I don't know why I did the dance, but...
Can confirm.
Monty gets a special private viewing.
Tell me, boy, did she do that twerk? Did she have that wop?
As you.
Oh, gosh.
The wop?
Same difference.
You're right.
I mean,
wop.
Without papers, wet-ass pussy, same difference.
Oh, lordy.
In total, the fire destroyed 200 homes and every single business in Yazoo. A total of 324 buildings were reduced to ash and rubble. Wow, that's actually
impressive. I really want to go to Yazoo just for the sake of being in the town.
What town? Yeah, Kaylee, burned down.
Oh, it burned down? It's gone?
Oh. Well, they rebuilt. Oh, but if you check out the pictures of the town, it literally looks just like the village I live in. It's crazy. Like, all the storefronts, they're all pretty much, like, butted up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like one, like, long building across all the blocks, pretty much. And it looks just like our town. The buildings are all painted the same colors and everything. It's pretty weird. When I was looking it up, I saw that. I was like, holy shit.
So you're saying you're the village.
I could be.
I'm okay with this. Dance for me.
I can see it.
I don't know great. If you guys can see this, because they can't, but he's dancing.
I don't know if you guys can see this visual... You know, Zoom meeting that nobody is going to see.
It's really hot. He's on fire. Just
in
the town.
It's very warm.
Yeah.
I feel like California.
It is pretty warm. Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah. Remember, this Monty doesn't know this, but remember when Brenton talked about episode 4, Louisiana, with that swamp witch?
Yes.
That whole town got destroyed by water.
Yeah, she flooded the...
So this is her ugly step cousin.
It's like the Wicked Witch of the East.
East and West.
Wait. Where's Louisiana compared to Mississippi?
South.
Got it.
There's actually really close to each other.
I'm stupid. I don't know.
There was a story that we did in episode 4 of ours. It was the same exact story as this.
Except for...
With water. Yeah. So in fire. So I was like, oh, that's...
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty really wild. Cool.
Louisiana is crazy.
I forgot where I was now.
You were right there.
Am I?
Yep.
Am I right there?
I got you.
So What has started in a young woman's home while cooking food for... Oh, yeah. What started in a young woman's home while cooking food for her wedding, she was on what... What's wrong with me? Can you punch me, Daddy?
All right, Monty, close your eyes. I can't have any witnesses to this.
You can be my daddy, too, if you want. You can have two daddies now.
I'm not gonna...
Please? Okay.
I need to go to therapy.
Same. Obviously, I need to. When
I started, I don't need more daddy issues. I have enough, thank you.
When I had started a young woman's home while cooking food for her wedding, which was on that same day, had magically fulfilled the promising curse of the witch 20 years prior. So this person, having a wedding, burned everything down. Good job, woman.
Oh, so, I mean, it wasn't really the witch's fault. Well, I guess, I don't know, whatever.
It's just like the baby reveal. That burned everything down.
Weddings, big events. Just stay away from fire, y'all.
A small group of townsfolk who still remember the tale of the old witch went to the graveyard, only to find that all the heavy chains around her grave had been broken.
That's terrifying. That's like, I don't know, a horror movie in itself.
I know, it's pretty wild.
So
I thought so, anyway.
I wonder if the witch's name was Alice, if she was in chains.
In chains?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
That's so dumb.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, don't stop. It was great.
She's the woman in the box.
The people of today's Jaws Zoo certainly haven't forgotten the old ugly witch, because your mom's here. Your mom. I made a note of that.
Okay.
I stole Monty's notes, and I just put my own jokes in them once in a while.
Sorry for ruining your story. Off moms.
Or not.
Oh my god. I'm changing justice for Jeff to justice for moms.
Justice for moms.
They got a bad rap, man.
The children
moms are great, man. They got fruit snacks and they got like
Capri Suns.
Never mind. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
But everybody always makes mom jokes, you know. Where are all the dad jokes?
We tell them every day, but nobody laughs.
Oh, that's true. Everybody just starts crying.
So, the children often refer to her as the Chain Lady, and most people of the town respect her curse despite setting the village ablaze. No one seems to know her real name, and the original headstone has vanished, perhaps from angry villagers or thieves. Perhaps but its originally engraving only read TH. The Witch. Dun dun dun.
TW.
Not that dun dun dun, but The Witch.
You said TH.
That's right. That's what I said. TW. Oh. THW. The Wicked Witch. The Haggy Witch. I don't know.
Sure. The Hag.
The Hog.
The Haggard.
Haggard Witch. Yes, see? You guys are so good. Sure. Heavy chains are still surrounding the witch's grave, which is what locals call her resting place. A newer headstone had replaced her old one. Shortly after it was placed on her grave, it cracked in half.
That's spooky.
But not just the headstone cracked. Along with it, the heavy chains cracked as well. These dang chains, I need to get some good ones.
Right? Behind that rusty wish-style chains.
I guess so.
Get it from China.
Chinese metal.
Oh.
But along with it, the heavy chains cracked, you know, as well. Whatever. I just said that. I don't care. What's even more intriguing, that is... Every time the chains are repaired, they break shortly after, even to this very day.
So they need to just give up.
They really needed to just give up. How about just put cement over the whole thing? Obviously, that will fix it.
Well, if she's... Anyway, whatever.
So, and it's by Monty Morgan. I mean, Jeffy.
Oh.
Jeffy Morgan.
Jeffy Morgan. We're going to get
married. Or Monty Good?
Wait, where does that put me?
Well, we can have five different people at one time. All right.
Don't worry, I'll text her later.
Well, thank you, Jeffy/Monty.
So, what do you call a witch at the beach? A sandwich.
Hey.
How does the witch tell the time?
How, Jeffy?
She looks at her time, at her witch watch. I messed that up.
Yeah, you did.
What's the problem with twin witches?
What?
You can never tell which is which. What's a witch's favorite makeup?
What?
Mascara.
I want to be mad, but I'm not, because they're terrible jokes, and I love them.
How do you make a witch itch? take away the W. Or, you know, give her the, you know what? Chlamydia. I made that up.
You know, the delivery is just as bad as the joke itself. But, so it's like...
But get it? Witch? Get rid of the W?
Spells yep. Itch. Oh, we got it.
Yeah, I got okay. it.
The Yazoo Witch.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bless you.
Oh my gosh. That the was that was wonderful. Thank you.
The witch with the most itch.
That's my type of girl. I bet she drinks Busch Light.
Ooh. Huh? Hmm?
I don't think I've ever tried that.
You want to?
You're not missing out of much. It tastes like cold piss, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have my stuff.
No, I don't. Okay, I do have it. All right, let's see now. Is it this?
Is it this? Yes. There you go. I don't know, should I go or should we let Monty finish it out or?
Oh, Monty's a gentleman. He lets everyone else finish first.
Well, honestly, I didn't know Jeff was really going to read my story, so that's all I had.
That was your actual story?
It was my actual story. I wrote that.
Jeff!
Oh, no!
No, it's fine.
I took... So
I mean, I could have stopped him, but I just let it happen. Because it's better this way.
So I literally just stole a man's story?
Yeah, you did.
Man. First I steal his heart, then I steal his story.
I can't wait to sue the shit out of you guys.
Do you...
Not like the other guy.
Do you want to... Oh my god, Jeff, you're the worst.
I know I am.
Don't say that about Jeff.
No, I deserve it, actually, dude. I was like, oh, he did my homework for me, and I thought he was joking, but I was joking with myself.
What?
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 You are a joke?
I am a joke.
No.
That's not nice to say.
Oh, I was joking.
Oh, this is the wrong one.
You should...
Wow, Jeff.
I don't know what to do now with my hands.
Okay. So, this week I have something a little bit different. Well, I mean, it's still murder. Kind of. Either it's a murder or she committed suicide. Ooh. So it's technically a cold case that has been closed.
You can do both, you know.
Murder-suicide? Yeah, I know.
There's... No, kill yourself. That's technically murdering.
Yourself.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
That's a weird way to look at suicide.
It's murder. Anyway. So I'm going to be talking about Nikki Ledoux January. It's actually a really sad story.
Wait. Is this your story? Is this your other story? Please tell me it's not.
I don't think so. I didn't know anything about this one at all.
Okay. No, I sent it in the group chat. So,
Nicki Minaj. Okay.
Oh, my God. So just a little bit about Nikki. She was born on February 27th of 1972 to Terry and Bonnie Ledoux. She was pretty close with her family. They had a very loving relationship. Are you mouthing? Are you mocking me?
Maybe.
I'm gonna punch you.
Better you than me. I don't want to get in trouble.
Make me into a puppet.
Nikki had actually just moved to Pass Christian, Mississippi with her first husband, Mike, and their son, Zach. They moved from New York to start a new life, finding employment in the... Casino industry. Eventually, their marriage ended in divorce. And while working at the Grand Oh my gosh, I can't talk. You're rubbing off. I mean...
Well, not in front of us.
I mean, do you want to see? It costs extra. Join our Patreon. No.
There you go. Anything to make a dollar.
It's actually OnlyFans. So while working at the Grand Casino, Nikki met her second husband, Phil January. Phil was in charge of security at the casino. Soon after they started dating, they got married. And at the time of her death, they had been married for just 2 years. So just prior to her death, Phil actually lost his job at the Grand and wanted to move to Shreveport, Louisiana,
Louisiana.
Where he had gotten a job. I've actually been there. It's really pretty.
You've been in Louisiana?
Yes.
The chicken. Aren't they known for having, like, the best chicken? Louisiana?
Yeah.
Popeyes?
Popeyes. Mm. Well, probably besides Popeyes.
Biscuit.
But I think I went to like a crab shack there, so I wouldn't know.
They have a strip club like that out here.
Crabs?
Crab shack?
I hope we don't get crabs there.
Or Popeyes.
Both.
Because either way. So Phil wanted Nikki and Zach to move with him, but Nikki had other plans. She confided in a few friends that instead of making a short trip to her parents, she was going to stay with them in Florida and not move to Shreveport. She told some friends that Phil was controlling and mentally abusive. Other friends and coworkers shared firsthand stories of witnessing Phil's meanness and abusive behavior towards Nikki. She had been staying with her friend, Nancy Berg, for a few days prior to the move. Phil was in Louisiana, and Nikki didn't like being alone in their condo. The day prior, the day before Nikki died, she dropped Zach off at the babysitter's house around noon. She told the babysitter that she had to finish packing. Nikki actually went to hang out with her friend Eric, and they were hanging out having fun, and Eric states that Nikki was in a good mood.
Ooh.
I don't know if anything was happening there.
Eric, ooh. Having a little fun with Eric.
Sounds kinky.
That's very assumptuous of you.
You need to fix that hose if it's kinking.
Y'all?
What?
I'm gonna punch you.
You can't fix no hose.
Boats and hose.
So around 9 p.m., Nikki said she had to make a phone call, and Eric offered her his cell phone, but she used a payphone instead. Wow, that's dating this story a bit. Several minutes later, Nikki returned to the table upset. She said they had to leave immediately. The last time Eric would hear from Nikki was 12:36 a.m. on July 29th of 2002. Nikki told Eric not to tell anyone they hung out together that day. Interesting.
Scandalous.
Yeah.
However, sketchy. They were in public, so many people could place them together. And that was the last time that they spoke.
Don't tell anyone about it. But I know everyone saw this.
Yeah. So it didn't really matter. Phone records show numerous calls between 11 p.m. on July 28th until 1:40 a.m. on the 29th from a blocked number. Phil had stated those calls were from him. Phil also called Nancy Berg at 10:30 p.m. on 7/28. He told Nancy that he couldn't reach Nikki. When Nancy got home, she noticed Nikki's car was there, and she told her son that she was going to check on Nikki, but returned home saying she changed her mind after driving a few blocks, which is kind of sketchy.
Yeah, a little sketchy.
So Nancy was supposed to meet Nikki at her condo at 8 a.m. on July 29th, 2002. Nancy was going to follow Nikki to her parents' house in Florida, bringing along some of Nikki's belongings. When Nancy arrived at the condo at 9:30 a.m., Nancy said Zach, her son, opened the door and told her that Mommy was sleeping. Yeah.
So who would move to Florida or go to Florida? That's her first prom. You went from there to Louisiana to Florida. Wow.
The beaches are pretty.
Did you call me?
You heard me. Okay, so Nancy checked the condo but couldn't find Nikki. Nancy said Phil arrived shortly after her, and she told him she couldn't find Nikki. According to Nancy, Phil walked right to the balcony door and found Nikki immediately. Nikki was found seated at a table with her right knee held by the table in front of her with her left leg down. A gun was found on the chair between her legs, slightly under her left thigh. On the table in front of her to the left was a pack of cigarettes.
Marlboros.
Medium 100s and a lighter. That is Nikki's brand that she smoked. So, her cigarettes. That was a weird way of saying her cigarettes.
That was a weird way of saying her cigarettes.
Yeah. On the opposite side of the table was a pack of Marlboro Reds and a lighter, a filled ashtray with both brands of butts, and a bloody cordless phone.
Cordless?
Wow. Well,
is this 2002, Kaylee?
I screenshot my notes, and so it's like kind of
fuzzy.
Yeah, okay. A little bit. Anyway, there was also a black case of some sort. It's very descriptive. So this is where they actually called 911, and I have
the actual
911 conversation. I don't have the audio, but Jeff is going to help me act this one out.
All right, how are we going to do this? All right, you want me to be Nancy, or do you want me to be the dispatcher?
Actually, it'd be funny if you were Nancy.
Hey, hey, hey!
Oh God, I'm regretting this already.
I regret nothing.
Past Christian police.
You gotta go get somebody here. I don't know what's going on. Somebody I'm concerned about. I'm terrified. Committed suicide.
What's the address?
I gotta get out so I can see. I don't know it.
1453 Gulf Palm Villas.
I don't even know if any of them can understand this.
That's why I was like, that's why I just
can you understand that, Monty?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Just kidding.
Oh, gosh. What's Gulf Palm Villas?
Yes, past Christian, Highway 90.
Okay, what's the problem there?
Oh, I'm not sure. Someone we couldn't find. The husband was yelling at me to call 911. He said to get an ambulance here, please.
Okay, where's he at? 1453?
Yes.
What apartment number?
303. Oh, 303!
Jeffrey? 303.
Never trust a hoe.
Jeff.
Never trust a hoe. Because your voice changes.
I know, stay in character. Come on.
Oh, sorry. What was there again?
Pay attention.
1453 is a street number.
Did I just say that?
No.
I'm Highway 90.
Okay, hang on a second for me. Past 15th? Oh, okay. Someone at Gulf Palm Villas, 1453.
Son, just take him to the car.
Number 303. Possible attempt, 64 attempt. What's your name?
Burge.
I'm so mad at you.
Come on, Kaylee.
Yeah, stay in character.
What's the phone number you're calling from?
I'm on the cell phone. It's not, and it's 601-248.
1248? Okay, just in case we get disconnected, okay?
Okay.
What's going on with the whole...
I don't know. He came in tonight. The girl was supposed to move today. He hasn't been able to get in touch with his wife.
Who's in the apartment?
The husband is right now.
Okay, who else is supposed to be in there?
The son was.
The son?
We took him out. He's 5 years old. We took him out. I don't know what's going on. We've been very concerned about this girl, and we've not been able to get in touch with that.
Oh, with her?
Sorry, I'm kind of special. I was not able to get in touch with her last night. I'm afraid to go in there. I'm just scared, okay?
Oh, gosh.
You okay, Keely?
No.
We lost a 911 phone call.
He said they needed an ambulance?
I don't know where I am.
Yes, call 911. We need an ambulance.
But that's what we just did. That's literally what they just did. They're calling 911. What do you need?
Call 911!
I literally just called you. You called me.
Okay. They're on their way. They're on their way, okay? I just need you to calm down.
I don't know.
Well, that's really calm, lady. You got calm real quick.
I don't know.
Right there, you
bum. I walked through. I never saw anything. He walked down the balcony and started screaming.
Is he still inside the apartment right now?
I see him out on the front of the balcony right now.
Do you know the phone number into the apartment?
Yes.
What is it?
4525619.
Okay, the officers are on their way. I'm going to go ahead and hang up with you and call AMR to get them on their way. I'm going to call inside the apartment and see what he's got
in there.
In there, okay?
So she got off the phone with the operator?
Yeah, so they can try to call inside that place and call, like, the help and stuff, which is weird.
That's well, there's still more.
There's more?
They can't just put it on, like, another call?
I know, right?
Strange.
You're gonna hang up on me? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I just said, lady.
Yes, if you go ahead and hang up, when you see the officers pull up, just go ahead and flag them down.
Okay, will do.
Okay. Well, if any of that even made sense, but...
I don't think so.
Now I lost my...
It's gonna be some fun editing.
For you or me or what? I already took your story.
So. I mean, no, I'm not editing. I'm not...
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, you can kind of see where she's trying, she's basically saying, like, they've been trying to get a hold of her, they couldn't get a hold of her, and then they just found her like that. But to me, she seems kind of suspect. I don't know, these people are still out there, so I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble, but.
They're still out there?
Yeah, this was pretty recent.
Wait.
2002, well, so- I mean.
Someone's going to hunt me down and shoot me?
Maybe.
Please, hurry up.
Sorry, Nancy, if you're listening to this.
Can I call you little Nancy Drew?
Oh, yikes. So within 2 hours of the investigation of Nikki's death, they signed it off as suicide.
Of course they would.
It was lead investigator Tom Putze.
Putze.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
The Putzi.
So Putzi told the family that that no autopsy or further investigation was necessary. No fingerprints were taken, and approximately 20 Polaroid pictures were taken of the scene. No evidence was collected. What?
I don't think that was the actual police person. I think it was just some fetish guy saying, "Oh yeah, let me just take some pictures."
And I don't know, but
I'm gonna need your shoes too.
Can I smell your socks?
Did she leave any cash behind? But
just the shoes, ma'am. Just the shoes.
Oh God. So no evidence was collected, even though there was strong physical evidence that someone was on the balcony with Nikki. According to Putzi's police report, the bullet passed from the right side of Nikki's head to the left, struck a wall and a screen door, bouncing back, landing on a chair 3 feet from Nikki.
Oh, the old JFK bullet theory.
Yeah. The bullet casing was found by the condo manager in the pool 3 floors below the balcony, approximately 20 feet west. The report also states it's unknown how the phone got there or how the blood got on it. Rigor and lividity indicated she had been dead for several hours.
These cops are a bunch of idiots.
Yeah. So
They just didn't even do their job.
No, they didn't. 2 hours? Only 2 hours of investigating?
They didn't dust for fingerprints or nothing?
Yeah. It's like, regardless of whether it looks like a suicide or not, there should have been a little bit more effort put in.
I mean, she could have had
a lot more effort put in.
Yeah.
She could have had a fan encouraging her to do it. You got this. You got this.
Yeah, do a backflip.
I hate you.
What?
The position of Nikki's body raised a lot of question. So her hands were folded neatly in front of her, and the gun ended up between her legs, partially under her thigh. So that doesn't make any sense how you can't really, like, oh, okay, let me just shoot myself in the head and then fold, like, once you're done, you're done. Like, they would just fall to her side or something.
Well, unless,
yeah,
maybe.
It's hard telling, though, when things like that happen, because I've had stuff fall over, and I'm like, there's no way that cup just landed right side up. You know what I mean? Like,
but I mean,
sometimes things just happen.
But if it passed from...
they should have definitely...
I feel like it would have made sense if she had gone, like, maybe under the chin, but if it was to, like, the side, it just... that doesn't make sense
to me. If it killed her... No, I agree. If it killed her, I feel like it... The side, like you said, if the, like, velocity of her hand probably
Her hand would have fell down. Like, it would have made sense maybe if she had gone, like, under her chin or something like that, but...
What if she did it and, like, she didn't kill herself at first and she's like, well, this is awkward. I'm gonna have a cigarette, talk on the phone, put it down under here, and then all of a sudden, like, and just croaked.
If it passed through her brain from right to left, she was dead.
You never know. You never know nowadays.
Let's test it.
I mean...
What?
Monty, hold on.
All right, I'll wait here.
Okay.
I'm scared. I need an adult.
Oh, God.
Good luck finding one around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a bunch of shitty work.
Yeah, it was not good.
There you go, Kaylee.
Dang it. Where'd it go?
And my phone? She needed my face to unlock my phone.
Oh, okay.
There he goes.
So there was a note on the computer allegedly from Nikki apologizing for her drug use, and the rest of the hard drive was wiped clean by Phil's son. Whoa. No autopsy was done. As far as the police were concerned, it was case closed. It took three morticians to find the exit hole on the left side of Nikki's head. Law enforcement hadn't even looked. So anyway.
Wow.
During his interview with law enforcement, Phil stated during those phone calls, he may have said something that upset Nikki, causing her to look for his gun and shoot herself. So for me, that's him setting it up. Like, trying to...
Absolutely.
Yeah, make himself sound look innocent. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sketchy.
Yeah, very. When Nikki's family talked to Nancy, they laid out their concerns that it wasn't suicide. Nancy became quiet and said, maybe I should be frightened too. Nancy did not attend Nikki's funeral. So again, very suspect to me.
Maybe they all just wanted to kill her. Family time.
Maybe there's some weird kind of love triangle going on. But again, that's just speculation. I'm not saying anything for sure. Nobody come for me. I don't have money, so you can't take anything anyway.
You can come for me. You can have all this shit. There's nothing I own that can't be replaced in a good garage sale.
That's true. So Nikki was actually buried, and Putzi closed the case as suicide, and Nikki's family was left to conduct their own investigation.
Just imagine, like, your family member just getting, like, a Sherlock Holmes hat and a little magnifying glass, like, aha, a bullet out of her head.
Hell yes.
Jeff, that's so sad.
That's what I'm saying.
It's sad, but I love the idea of that, honestly.
Like doing your own investigating?
Yeah. No, just the hat and the...
A little pipe.
Like. Just the look. That's what you're excited for.
Yeah. I mean, the investigation stuff, too, I guess, but...
Yeah. There have been several blogs. One of them is written by her actual mom, and I read some of that too. But there's not a whole lot of coverage on this. So that's why I was interested, because it's such a strange case, and it's gotten little to no attention at all.
They're doing all the writing, and they want to just do a show for them. I wonder if they'll bring that up. But they do nothing but cold cases.
That's nice. That's really cool. You totally should. I mean, I can send you what I found, but...
I mean, I just wonder if they'll have it. I don't write any of the stories. They just send it to me, and you just record it.
That's nice.
He writes and I steal it, so it's kind of like the same thing.
Hey!
It is the same thing. It's exactly the same.
Oh, my gosh. So Bonnie, her mom, found out that there was a drug ring being run out of Grand, which is the casino that she worked for, and speculated that maybe Nikki's death could have been connected to that. Bonnie was told that Nikki's death was a warning, and that everyone understood that they couldn't say anything about drugs in the hotel. So the Ledoux convinced Phil to give permission for Nikki to be disinterred to have a private autopsy done. Which, good for them, because that's more than the freaking police did. Honestly, the husband should have been a little bit more concerned. And that, to me, is like the biggest red flag. Like, he should have been runner-up, like, trying to prove there was more going on there, you know?
Well, that would make sense why, if it's like the mob or something.
Like, if he wasn't involved, why isn't he being her biggest advocate, you know? I don't know. So the results were undetermined, but unlikely a suicide. Unfortunately, an autopsy result in New York doesn't change the cause of death in Mississippi. So Tom Putzi was later tried and convicted of child sex abuse, which is her... Oh, no, not her. It's the...
Husband?
No, the... So.
It's the officer, right?
Yeah, the officer.
Oh.
Yeah. And
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. He actually has to serve a minimum of 40 years before he can be paroled. So...
Before someone serves a bullet in his head. Wait, what?
He actually himself said that there were some red flags, but still he signed off saying that it was suicide within 2 hours. So it's just lazy, shoddy police work, which sucks.
Yeah. Shoddy.
Or maybe he was... You know, even threatened by somebody, who knows, if you said the mob was involved.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
That's very true.
He could have been surrounded by other dirty cops and then, like, had no choice. You know, it's like, this or we kill your family.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, it's all speculation, like you said.
Yeah, for sure. So there's a lot of different things that the mom brings up in her blog. just talking about how Nikki, it's possible that Phil...
Phil?
Yeah, it's possible that Phil caught on to the fact that she wasn't planning on moving with him, which is, would be a huge motivation.
If your name is Phil, you're bound to kill someone.
I feel like Phil Collins never did anybody dirty.
I mean, he made a pretty filthy beat. That was sick. I can't do it.
Anyway. So there's not a, it's hard because there's not a whole lot there to kind of go over, but I still felt like that case was something that should be covered. And yeah, I think you guys totally should. I don't know if, you know, they'll find that one, but I could even,
yeah.
I would even suggest it to them because she needs exposure. That's crazy to me that they just kind of wiped their hands of it. And
that sounds awesome. Like, everything is gone. Yeah. Like, everything was gone.
The fact of the matter is that so much time has passed that who knows if they'd be able to even reopen a case or do anything about it. But
the only thing they'll reopen is a case of beer, probably.
Yeah. Who wouldn't, though?
Probably. So, but yeah, just even with that officer or the commander, whatever he is, I don't have my notes in front of me. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
So I don't know.
Not sorry.
Anymore. But even the fact that he ended up being convicted of child sex crimes, that kind of proves that he's a shady human. I feel like there should be some more investigating into that department then. If those are his moral standards, if that's where his moral compass is, then...
What, you mean the justice system is corrupt, Kaylee? What are you talking about?
Oh, gosh. We are not going down that road.
Oh, I'm Jerry Seinfeld! I don't know. I was kind of loud.
Are you okay?
I'd rather go down the other road.
Listeners, are you okay?
Wait, all three of them?
They said
we're fine.
They
Hi,
said
guys.
No.
How you doing?
Oh, gosh. Mom, are you okay? That's who we're really talking to. So anyway, it was short, but like I said, I feel like she deserved some sort of coverage because I haven't heard anything about that before, and it's something that I just happened to stumble across in my searching for stories. There was a big serial killer that I actually passed on to talk about.
Which is weird because Kaylee loves serial killers.
I know, and I usually like stories that I can do a lot of details on, but
which one was that? The Casanova?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
We'll cover him another time.
Yes.
He's tied to a couple different states, so.
And so, since I took Monty's story, we're going to let him...
Road trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Road trip?
Road trip.
You ready? Let's go.
Back of the bus? Shaggin' wagon?
Shaggin' wagon.
You have a weird law for us, Monty?
Do I what?
Do you want to do the weird law for us, or did you find something?
I did. I actually have a whole file that I was trying to find. It's just like on monsters and aliens and stuff that I've kind of written up.
Perfect.
For different places around the world.
Yeah.
I did find this, the Pascagoula aliens.
Oh. Okay.
Did you guys hear that?
What was that?
Like the loudest motorcycle on the planet.
I sound like, I thought I farted at the same time, so I thought it was me.
I thought it was a demon.
It might be. It might be the Pascagoula alien.
Ooh. So tell us about the aliens.
5 foot tall, wrinkly creatures with carrot-like protrusions around the ears and nose area.
So same.
They have little pinchers for hands, and their legs are fused together.
It's like me! My people, take me home!
They're like weird, deformed Mississippi mermaids or something. In 1972, two co-workers were fishing off the banks of Pascagoula River, which I'm not really sure where that is in Mississippi, but when they heard a whizzing, whirring sound and saw the bright lights of an egg-shaped craft hovering near them, a door opened and one of the creatures appeared, and among the many things that made its appearance startling were the thin, conical objects sticking out of their heads like carrots from a snowman's head. The men were dragged aboard the craft, where the bizarre creatures performed weird experiments on them before releasing them.
Hmm. Interesting.
And that's it. They filed a police report and everything.
Wow.
So, my people literally left me here alone. I was the one that was a freak to them. His legs are separated. He's ugly. Get rid of him.
His legs are separated. Get out of here.
What? You have two legs. You can't sit with us.
Well, the police report did mention that both men were drunk.
Well, I mean, it's not always that that happens, but I feel like there have been a few alien sightings where, you know.
Maybe it was just a drunk people with alligators coming out of there.
Maybe they just ran across some, like, drag queens or something like that. Sounds like something
hell
off.
Yeah, that sounds RuPaul's like a party.
Yeah. That's kind of like something that happened.
What?
Out here in Prescott. Not yeah. The drag queens, but.
Kind of.
What's his name? Travis. Trap. Hmm.
Trap. Trap.
The Fire in the Sky dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That movie's awesome.
Yeah, he.
That was out in Arizona?
Yep. It was really close to where we are right now, actually.
Interesting.
I think he still has family out here. In our same area. I have to look it up. I was going to see if I could maybe get a hold of them. I thought that'd be cool.
Talk me to you later. Can you probe me, anyway, please?
It's a very banter-heavy episode, but I'm kind of excited. It's different for us. We're usually, like, so on track, and I take up a majority
okay.
of the... I am.
I'm not.
I usually take up a majority of the podcast talking about serial killers and really horrible, sad stuff that makes me cry.
My hand is a dolphin.
I think I've only heard you cry like twice, maybe three times.
Yeah, I try not to cry too much.
You just see her at home, alone. It's really bad.
I don't even have to be alone.
The first episode on your two-party you guys lasted, the end there, you were, I didn't think you were going to make it.
We got so angry and sad, so we had to take a break, and it was really weird.
It was rough.
Jeffrey Dahmer, I was laughing.
I don't know. It's strange because I cover a lot of really messed up stuff. I think
kids. The kids.
Yeah.
No. Really, that one guy that we covered that we saw his bedpost in Zach Bagans' Haunted Museum.
Zach Bagans.
Robert Berdella.
Robert Berdella.
Yeah, whenever we covered Robert Berdella, he's a Kansas City butcher, isn't he? Or no, is that a different person?
I don't know.
There's too many serial killers. That one was rough, too. Anyway.
I like it rough.
So did he.
Oof.
Oof.
So,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
Do you want to... We didn't pick out a... I didn't pick out a weird law.
I can do
I'm
that.
Because I'm lazy.
I can do it.
Because I'm lazy.
In Mississippi, you cannot shave in the middle of the street.
Oh.
That makes sense. Apparently, you may not walk a dog in Mississippi without dressing it in a diaper.
Hey,
that's actually really
that's
nice.
That's kind of smart.
I mean, you can still take the little kids out, so...
Wait, in that one.
In Mississippi, it is illegal to make love in public? I don't think so. I think that's fake.
I mean, I think it's illegal to do that anywhere.
I think they love their sister
yeah,
not
like, I feel like most states frown upon that.
Indecent exposure among many other charges...
I want to teach you how to love me, mama.
So
only in public.
So, illegal to make love in public? You're really glad to have this cleared up, right? Because otherwise, just think of the shenanigans you have gotten into, all the while not even realizing you're breaking the law.
Yeah.
That's... I don't know what I want to say, Kaylee. It's just people talking about it.
It's funny.
It is illegal to sell cat meat in Mississippi.
Oh my god, it's okay. Not. It should be illegal everywhere. That's terrible.
I mean, cat's an animal. You can eat animals. I'm not trying to eat a cat, but I'm just saying.
Cat jerky?
I would totally eat cat jerky.
Jackie?
I would eat the both of you before I ate a cat.
Yes?
Just so you know.
That's hot.
It is hot.
I mean, humans taste like pork, right?
I've heard they're very sweet meat.
That's to the cat.
Not from anybody who knows personally.
Like rich bison.
Anyway. So, anyway, I mean, that we're at an hour 20, so after editing, it's probably going to be like...
An hour and 20? No. Well, no, an hour because of me being stupid. Me being a bobo.
No.
We stole that from them, so thank you guys. Thank you, Monty. We stole that term.
You're very welcome. It's a good term. It should be spread around.
I never knew what else to say.
I know. That's like, it. No, I'm kidding.
She used to say Jeff. Don't be a Jeff. So now it makes way more sense now.
Yeah.
It's less offensive.
Mm-hmm. That's true. There's plenty of names and things that I could say to you, but instead I just go for shut up, Jeff, and just let it imply whatever it needs to.
I can't buy my ear.
Save me. Help me.
You're on your own.
Look who's talking, Four Eyes. Look, I have Four Eyes, too.
Me. Okay. Anyway, we appreciate you guys listening. We hope you enjoyed our special guest. I'm going to give Monty the floor to kind of go in there and plug all of his stuff. And, yeah. Thanks for listening again.
Thank you.
So, I love plugging my stuff.
Thanks, Jeff.
You gotta plug it in.
All right, go for it.
Plugging my stuff. I just want to say thank you guys for having me. First and foremost, if you guys are listening to this, you should definitely go to their Patreon and support them. They put in work into this every week for you guys. You know, it's more than just an hour long show. It takes a lot of time to read and write and then record.
Yeah, thanks, thanks, Monty.
You're welcome.
Unless you're Jeff, and then you have your story read and written and researched for you.
Yeah, but go support those guys. You know, and if you want to check us out, pinesoftheroundtable.com, you can come check out our show. If you like people sitting around drinking some beers and talking about, you know, murderers and Bigfoot's dick, it's pretty much us.
Yep, that's a pretty accurate description.
The first couple episodes.
Pee-pee. You make it to the sex fetish episode, you might just skip over it. It's a lot, even for us. It was...
Don't eat. Don't eat and listen to that one.
No, eat and listen to it at the same time.
No, don't. Don't do it.
Yes, do it. Don't. Be brave. I did. I was fine.
Again, we really appreciate you guys listening. We hope you enjoyed. Make sure you go over and, you know...
Like Facebooks, all that
send
stuff.
Some love to Pints. We really enjoy their podcast also. And, yeah. If you want to get in touch with us, we do have a Camp Horror Campfire story coming up soon. And...
Spooky.
You can email us your personal paranormal experiences at unitedstatesofhorror@gmail.com. And then we'll link all our socials at the bottom. I don't feel like telling them.
So they know how to find us.
You know how to find us. If you're listening to us, you know where to go. And I'm pretty sure Pints is on all platforms too. I personally listen on Apple Podcasts, but I know they're also on Spotify and all the big ones. So
yeah, and you can go to our website and
everywhere
you can listen. Everywhere down at the bottom, it's got all our links.
Yep.
And if there's somewhere you want to listen, you can just email us straight from the website, and I'll make sure and get it up there for you.
Yep.
Sounds hot.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So, Jeff here.
Kaylee here.
And Monty.
And Monty.
So I talked for him.
And we are the United States of Horror.
Yeah.
That was bad. It's fine. And bye.
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 Bye.